Yeah, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to Wrestle This. As always, I appreciate you joining me. Now, if anyone would like to get a copy of my book, it's called Assassin, the Man Behind the Mask. All you have to do is just go to www.crowbarpress.com. You know, contrary to what some people say about me, I like people, and I always have. However, it seems that because I'm outspoken when it comes to expressing my opinions on different subjects, some people try to slap a label on me as being negative, especially when I express unpopular opinions on subjects. Those people that call me negative, they also call me or try to label me as antisocial as well. You know, I suppose that's their way of attempting to silence the voice of an independent thinker, which is what I've always attempted to be. You know, I seldom, if ever, voice my opinion on a subject without giving it first some very serious thought. I actually try to approach every subject with common sense, and then I make my comments accordingly. And seldom, if ever, do I jump to conclusions and make comments without having knowledge or facts relevant to the subject or the situation, which is something my critics can't claim. When making comments for the rest of this segment, I always strive to establish and maintain the highest level of credibility. If I didn't, I'd be doing myself, this segment, and those who take part in this segment a great disservice by making irresponsible and unfounded statements. You know, I give careful thought to what I say and to whom I say it about. Yes, sometimes I do make comments based on my personal opinion, whether it's about a certain subject or a certain group of people. But I always make it perfectly clear that the comments are made based on my personal experience and knowledge of the subject and or the group of people. Any other comments I made are based on my knowledge and 54 years experience in the wrestling business. You know, when I'm critical of promotions, whether they be big or small, my statements are based on the knowledge that I've gained in, over the years. You know, and now I'm not attempting to try to lay claim to being the only one around that knows anything at all about the wrestling business. But as the old saying goes, I have forgotten more about the wrestling business than the majority of my critics could ever hope to know. And that's a fact. You know, there's no level of this business that I haven't been involved in and haven't done, and successfully, I might add. I was even a pretty good popcorn salesman at some of my shows. Therefore, you know, I honestly believe I've earned the right to voice my opinion on the state of wrestling today, and my opinions are always based on my experience as well as provable facts. Now, if you're asking yourself, what the hell brought all this on, I'll be happy to tell you. After my comments last week, I received a host of negative email. Now, and they were quite critical of the things that I said and took great offense to the way I explained their concept of old school. You know, to old school believers such as myself, the amusing thing is that their criticism of what I said... And it's that their very own words serve to further convince me that what I said about them is exactly correct. What they're doing is attempting to label me as strictly old school, and that in itself is inaccurate. What I am is basic old school with a healthy mixture of new era wrestling. And I say that with all sincerity because I don't believe that all things in the new era are bad. So by mislabeling me as strictly old school, that destroys the very foundation of all their negative criticism anyway. Let's be honest. The main reason most of my critics take offense at my comments is simply because they feel so comfortable as part of the power structure and that currently rules the wrestling business, and that anyone would dare to disagree with them, they feel should be condemned to the fires of hell forever. But I guess in my case, they'd settle for just discrediting me, which they can't do because they don't possess the intelligence. Anyway, you know, another thing that they fail to realize is that their very own words, and in the manner in which they phrased those words, proved beyond any shadow of a doubt that I was exactly correct in what I said last week, that the majority of the people that I was talking about don't know shit from Shinola about the real wrestling business. And I think it's absolutely hilarious that their own words prove me right. You know, it'll be interesting to see what type of response I receive this week about this week's comments. You know, we'll get plenty of comments, I'm sure, from these flapoons. Oh, yes, I said flapoons because, unfortunately, they exist at all levels of the business. Well, that's about it for this week. I'll be back here next week. I hope you will be, too, for another section of Wrestle This. Till then, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton. See ya.